Blog Talk Radio.
Miss Tammy's TKO Radio Show.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
Mystique Entertainment, a global network for your top source for live streaming continuous content, such as music, film, trade shows, lifestyle and wellness, and reality shows. For business inquiries, contact Mystique Entertainment. Info mystiqueentertainment@gmail.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the red corner, we have undefeated champion, Miss Tammy the Lustful Tantrum. And in the blue corner, undefeated champion, Miss Tammy the Lustful Tantrum. Excuse me, there must be a misprint on the teleprompter. Please stand by. We're having technical difficulties, as you can see. She can't be fighting herself. I mean, how can this be? Who's gonna be, huh? It's just me against me, what? My own worst enemy, huh? It's just me against me. I'm looking in the mirror, not my opponent. Me against me, that's right, yep, I'm on it. No days off, and sickness and health. I'm in it to win it, it's just me against myself. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. This is it, y'all, I put it all on the line. Suicide, homicide, call it what you want to. Time to go to war, gotta do what I gotta do. Who you gonna fight, who you gonna be, huh? It's just me against me, what? My own worst enemy, huh? It's just me against me. Who you gonna fight, who you gonna be, huh? It's just me against me, what? My own worst enemy, huh? It's just me against me. Can't drop it off for nothing, I gotta stand for something. For all y'all who thought that I was bluffing, didn't take me serious. Now I hope you're hearing this. Train till I'm delirious, cause there is no fear in this. I train insane through all the rain and sickness and pain. It's all the same, it's not a game. It's all for fame, to entertain, to have a name, huh? Who you gonna fight, who you gonna be, huh? It's just me against me, huh? My own worst enemy, what? It's just me against me. Who you gonna fight? Who you gonna be, huh? It's just me against me, what? My own worst enemy, huh? It's just me against me. See, it costs to be the boss, and me, see, I'm gonna win at all costs. Everything's at stake. I'm living out my dream, whether I sleep or wake.
What's up, everyone? You are listening to Miss Tammy's TKO Radio Show on eWater Radio, KEWR-DB, where I will feature the hottest topics in regards to nutrition, sports, and fitness. Now, I hope you just enjoyed that little song and my little interlude. I know it kind of was a little bit loud, but that was recorded by yours truly, moi, talking about, it's called Me Against Me. And basically what it's talking about is that, you know, we can be our own worst enemy. And you have to believe in yourself before anybody else that believe in you. And so we're going to talk about mindset tonight. So I thought was very fitting. It's all about how you view things. It's all about how you view yourself. You got to believe in yourself, y'all. If you don't believe in you, nobody else will. So with that, you know how we do. We got to start off my show with the shout-outs. And I have a very important one the very first one I want to give out tonight is to my mom's. Happy birthday to you. Her birthday is tomorrow. Mama, I wish I could be out there in Oregon to celebrate with you, but I know you'll enjoy your present because it's a really fun night out on me. Happy birthday, Mama. Also, you know, no offense, brothers. You know, I just want to let you guys know that she actually told me that I was her favorite child. I didn't mean to break it to you on air, but yeah, she said that I was her favorite child. So, you know, it's all good. It's all good, though. She still loves you guys. But anyway, also happy birthday to B and Martha celebrating birthdays this weekend. Number two, I got to give a shout out to my San Francisco 49ers. Womp, 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 womp. You know, let me take a deep breath. All I got to say is, you know, we made it to the playoffs. Okay, we have 5 Super Bowl rings. And sometimes you just got to give other people a shot. You know what I'm saying? The Chiefs, the poor little Kansas City Chiefs, had a 50-year drought out there in Flatland. You know, well, no, actually, they're not in Kansas. They're Kansas City, Missouri, right? Kansas. Kansas City Chiefs. You know what, y'all? It's all good. We gave it to you guys this year. Congratulations. And you know what? I got to take my daughter to the Bay Area. Got to be around my family, my friends. I had a wonderful time. You know, my bestie, Karin, she decorated the whole room that I was staying in, me and my daughter, with 49ers signs everywhere. So we felt super special. I felt like I was totally in the zone. You know, we had our jerseys on. We went to the Hoglan Delaney Bar, who hosted this amazing Super Bowl party. It was off the hook. We're around a bunch of awesome friends. Shout out Cindy, Mary Jane, Deanna, we had Miguel, everybody, Sarah, you guys did it. And I can't believe that you actually wore 49ers gear. Like, my hat goes off to you because I seriously, you guys are hardcore Cowboys fans, and you know our history is deep. You know, Cowboys versus Niners, that's always kind of my Super Bowl every year. If we don't make it to the Super Bowl, just watching the 49ers versus the Cowboys. So seeing them, hardcore Cowboys fans, you know, we're supporting the 49ers because they made it to the Super Bowl and having a Super Bowl party, my hat totally goes off to you guys. And I literally almost had a heart attack, but I am really grateful for you guys. We had such a good time. You always bring it every time you do a party. Had a blast. Next, I want to give a shout out to Sean Inches Jackson last week for his tribute to Kobe on my show. You know, it was such a touching piece on the show, and I got a lot of great feedback from people that listen, my friends. It was very touching, his personal stories. You know, it is not easy to, you know, deal with this. I think it's springing up a lot of different emotions and feelings all over the place as I talk to different friends and family and coworkers and different people. We're still going through those motions. I really appreciate you sharing, you know, your personal touch on everything. Now, speaking of tribute to Kobe, I wanted to bring back my friend Patty Smith to my show because we didn't have time to cover some things that I wanted to cover in my last show, and we wanted to recap on some things with mindset and you know, correlations with Kobe and different things that we didn't get a chance to really cover last week. But for those of you that weren't able to watch the show, and for those that did watch the show and need a recap, last week I interviewed my friend, my colleague, mentor, life coach, and speaker, Patty Smith. She talked about her background shifting from fashion industry to healthcare and now in personal development due to life circumstances. And, you know, she paid attention to her calling. And that's the most biggest, you know, point we want to take here is that you got to pay attention to that little thing inside of us, our calling. And then she spoke about mindset and that there's two different types of mindset, fixed and growth mindset. We're going to recap on that tonight. And, you know, I see that she's actually calling right now. Let me see if we can pick up where we left off on the show. Patty, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Tammy. How you doing?
Hey. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Glad to be
awesome.
Here again.
Awesome. Thank you for being on my show again tonight for part two of Mindset. You know, we had that tribute to Kobe last week, and ironically, you had mentioned something after the show that the Mamba associated with Kobe that Inches touched on in the last show aligns perfectly with our topic again tonight on mindset. Can you explain that correlation between Mamba and mindset that you were talking about the other day?
Yeah, sure. First of all, it was just such a wonderful tribute that Sean Inches gave. And we were all kind of dealing with this being in LA. And there was just so many wonderful things that they were kind of remembering about Kobe that, you know, they were showing on TV, that you could see online, interviews, all that. But I was really interested in, I know he had the Mamba Academy, and Inches was referring to, you know, him as the Black Mamba. And I was like, it got me curious. Okay, so what exactly is that? And I mean, talk about a guy who had focused, right? Well, first of all, what a Mamba is Mambas are fast-moving, venomous snakes, okay? And and Kobe actually adopted the name, the Black Mamba. He kind of coined it himself for himself. It's like an identity that he took on. And for him, the Mamba mentality was just this: trying to be the best version of yourself every day.
Mm.
He said it's a way to live, and it's a constant quest. And that Mamba actually came from, I guess he saw a Quentin Tarantino movie called Kill Bill. And in the movie, I guess the Mamba related to, what did he say? It referred to deadly assassins in the movie. And, you know, the whole point of it is, it's like it was an identity for him to take on, right? And I just recently saw an interview with him, like a video, and it was, I think it must have been in his office or his home, because in the back was this huge picture of this snake. And I thought, wow, he's really embodied this, you know, for himself. Like,
yeah,
that's kind of what he channels, you know, when he's getting focused, like, I'm this fast-moving, venomous, you know, snake. I'm just, you know, I am just so focused. I go for it. So, but his Mamba Academy, that's what it all encompasses, being the best version of yourself. And, you know, what that means is every day you're trying to become better. And that was it. And I thought, wow, talk about a mindset. And focus, being the best that you can be. I mean, that really, I didn't realize to the degree, I know he was very focused and he had his incredible work ethic, but it all was about that. How am I going to show up today? You know, and it's not like you do it sometime. It's every day, every day. So it's something to think about, you know.
Yeah, you know, to piggyback on what you're saying, you know, last night I actually finally got the opportunity to watch the Lakers-Blazers game, remembering Kobe tribute, because last week I was at the airport at that time that it was on, so I DVR'd it, and I heard an interview from Kobe on there and he was actually only 17 years of age. He said, "My name is Kobe Bryant, 17 years old. I have a hunger, motivation, and the desire to be the best basketball player that I can be." If that is not Mamba mentality, I do not know what is. At 17 years old, Patty, I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, I heard an interview and they were saying, where did you get, you know, all of this grounding from? And he said, well, when I was young, you know, my parents told me, you know, you can do anything you want to do, providing you work hard and put in the effort. And he said, I think it just kind of laid the foundation for me. And, you know, if you think about it, you know, people look at champions as, you know, as winners, right? And
yeah.
If you really look at and you talk to or you listen to any interviews of champions, they'll tell you they don't focus on winning. They focus on a winning mindset. And the winning mindset is, how can I be better every day? How can I be better? Because, you know, only you can make yourself better and only you can control you. So I just thought it was awesome. And you know, just to kind of take that mama mentality, I was looking at different things that they were interviewing, but there was a guy who kind of put it down into three keys to a champion mindset through, you know, him, you know, just kind of talking about Kobe. And the first mm-hmm. was have a relentless work ethic, right? Refuse mm-hmm. to be outworked. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's what they were saying. He said, I forgot who the player was, but a guy came in and was watching him, you know, like Kobe always got there early and the guy saw him working out and he came later and Kobe continued to work out till this guy was done. And he goes, why did you do that? He goes, because I wanted you to see that I can, you know, no matter what, I will outwork you. I mean, that's a relentless
traffic.
The second,
oh gosh.
Think about that. That's, you know, you can say that, say you're somebody, you know, playing a sport and you're not as talented or, you know, even a young kid in high school or younger than that even, right? But the one thing is, think about how many people, if you had that, no one's going to outwork me attitude. You know, it's just, I just thought it was just such a good message, even for kids. The second was champions have a relentless attitude, right? So, mm-hmm. you know, they talk about, you know, champions do uncommon things, which really means they do things that other people won't do, right? The things that, mm-hmm. that are hard, the things that take time. It's like all the practice, you know, I heard something with Kobe. They were interviewing him, and he was saying that they wanted, when Phil Jackson was there the first year on the Lakers, one of his assistant coaches, they wanted to teach Kobe, I forgot what it was called, but it was some kind of a play. And the guy literally made him watch, after every game they played for a whole year, he had to sit there and watch every game from start to finish so he could study. And learn
wow.
everything. I mean, can you imagine?
That's incredible.
That's
yeah.
Yeah. And then the third thing was champions have a relentless pursuit for growth. And that's huge because, mm-hmm. you know, I don't care. I mean, I can tell you that, you know, that takes place for anything where you want success, right? Is a relentless pursuit mm-hmm. for growth. And the three ways to do that is, what they do is, number one, they study themselves. Number two, they study a role model. And number three, they study their opponent. You know? And think mm-hmm. about it. It's about always studying and practicing. You know, never being satisfied with where you're at. You know? Because you can always improve. I mean, we are meant to grow every single day till we take our last breath. We're always meant to grow, and it's not even just in sports, but in anything we do, right? We're, you know, you go through different phases in life, and even as you age. But you know what? Look at Kobe retired, right? So he didn't just stop, you know. So it's like, what's next, right? I just love the mindset of just try to be better every day, and that pretty much is that Mamba mentality, the Mamba mindset from. You know, everything that I kind of was looking at, and I thought, wow. And, you know, Sean, I want to say one more thing. Sean Inches was talking about, you know, Kobe had was just getting started in his second chapter, you know, and, you know, look, he got an Oscar, you know, he wrote something because he was saying that he's a storyteller, that he thought that was the next phase of his life because, you know, life is about the stories and we learn through stories and we motivate and inspire through stories. You know, and I started thinking, you know, he started some new things, but if you think about it, he became the best he could be. You know, that was his goal. And what he did was laid a foundation for the things that he started now. He laid the foundation for others to step up and become the best that they can be and pick up where he left off. And I thought, what a legacy, you know? What a legacy.
Absolutely.
The legacy that he left for us to kind of, you know, for others to pick up, you know, where he left off. So anyway, I just thought that so spoke to the mindset, you know? Boy, what an example of that.
Yeah, that's really incredible example of that, you know, and speaking of that champion mindset that you're referring to in the pregame show, I remember Steve in this last game, the Lakers versus the Blazers that took place on Friday, Stephen A. Smith, I love Stephen A. Smith, first off, he's just, I love watching him. He's so animated. Stephen A. Smith, he said that he asked Kobe in an interview about, you know, what's all the hype associated with Kobe trying to imitate, you know, or he asked Kobe, he said, look, what's all the hype around you trying to imitate Michael Jordan, you know, what was your response to that? And Kobe said this, I quote this, when you are aiming at greatness and you identify what greatness is, and you're on a mission to eclipse it, what's wrong with imitating? And Stephen A. Smith said, Kobe backed it up with, because when you imitate, because you want to be like something, that is one thing. But if you're trying to imitate to let people know, oh, I'm coming for that, that's a whole different mentality. And that gives me goosebumps. That's that Mamba mentality that we're speaking of. So with that, mm-hmm. I want to ask you, Patty, you know, how can you define great? Like, tell me what you think it takes to be great.
I mean, it's going to sound repetitive, but I think continuing to aim and strive to be the best next version of yourself. And I know that can sound cliche, but I mean, that's what it's all about. That's what greatness and champions and winning and success, that's what that's all about. It's an inward way of approaching it, right? Not an outward mm-hmm. way, like, I want people to see that I'm a winner. I want people to see, you know, it's like that. Okay, we talked last week about a fixed mindset and about a growth mindset, right?
Right.
Now the growth mindset, they're not concerned about what people think. They are obsessed with continuing to grow and improve themselves. So it doesn't matter what other people think because that's not where they're focused, right? That's a champion.
Mm-hmm.
The fixed mindset, on the contrary, is exactly focused on that. That is the way they need the validation, right? So, I mean, just to kind of bring up the fixed and growth mindset, because we were talking about that last week, you know, you want to strive for a growth mindset. Now, you know, we can have a growth mindset in different areas of our life and then have a fixed in others. Or, none of us are perfect. There's an area that you're stronger in and areas that we feel less than in. But when you get in that fixed mindset, that's when you're in that mindset that, you know what, I either have the talent or the ability for this or I don't, you know, not that everyone can be, you know, number one at certain things, like, you know, not everyone can be a professional athlete that's like a Kobe, right? But you know what, if you love basketball, you could be a great basketball player. If you're passionate for it and you're going to work hard at it every day and you're going to study and you're going to practice, there's no way you're not going to get good. You know, you'll be the best you can be. And I think mindset is all about thinking, right? Mindset's all about how we think about things. So, and it's about perception and it's about how we believe. You know, if you believe that you can only do something and you're scared or for whatever the reasons are, then that's all you're going to do. You know, if you believe you can't do, you know, that saying, what is it? I think Henry Ford said, if you think you can. And if you think you can't, because at the end of the day, it's what you believe.
Yeah, it really is. You know, and it's one thing I think to be good, but I think it's a whole other thing to be great. And when I think of great, like the first thing that pops into my mind is Jerry Rice. I remember him going to rookie practices and camps, like way before the stars, the starters, would get out there and practice. He was with the rookies. I mean, even during tryouts, like he was out there on the field at all times. And that's why, you know, they call him the GOAT, G-O-A-T, greatest of all time, right? Because he was out there doing what other people don't do. And I think for me, defining great is doing over and beyond what the average person would do. So, you know, like when I talk to boxers and I say, well, how many miles do you run a day? And they say, oh, I run a couple times a week. I don't even take them serious, to be honest with you, at all. I go, no, how many miles do you run a day? And if their answer is not between like 3 to 5 miles a day, and we're not talking about heavyweights, okay? We're talking about boxers that are generally in the lower weight classes. I just, if you're not running, I mean, you're only as good, like if you're not doing over and beyond what the average person is doing, you're not going to win, you know, and you're not going to be the greatest. You're not going to be the best. To be the best, you have to do what others won't do. They said Kobe, I think he did like 500 shots a day or something. Who does that? Kobe does.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why he was one of the best in the game, right?
Right. Well, and the other thing that he did was, like he said about, okay, we all have, you know, we all have the same 24 hours in a day. I don't care who you are. I don't care who. And part of that time, you're sleeping and you're having to take care of, you know, business. Right. Of just, you know, taking care of yourself. So think about it. Everybody has the same amount of time, but it's how you choose to use that time. The other piece of to what you're saying is what time he talked about how most guys, you know, say they get up and they go work out at 10 o'clock and you might do, you know, a 2 hour workout, then you got to rest. Then you go back and do another workout. Whereas he goes, if I go and I work out at 4 in the morning and come back, he basically can get 4 workouts in a day versus 2. Now, if you're doing that every day, 4 workouts versus 2, right, of somebody else's, who's going to get better?
Yeah.
You know, who's going to be, like you said, you know, good is the enemy of great, right? And so, you know, again, champions, people, you know, who strive for greatness, they do the things that other people aren't willing to do. And that's exactly what you just described. That's what I mean by that. You know, it's like they're obsessed. They're so incredibly hungry, right?
Mm-hmm.
To strive to become great, that the work that it takes to do that almost becomes irrelevant. It's like, well, of course, that's what we do, right? They don't complain about it. It's just who they are. And so, but that's passion, right? That's, you have to, because I saw Kobe was talking about, he said, you know, when he first retired, he was thinking, oh my God, what am I going to do? And he said, the first thing I did was think of what industry is big, what's the biggest industry? And he said, that was the wrong way to think about it. He goes, then I went back to basketball. He goes, why did I play basketball? He goes, because I loved it, right? I was passionate about it. So he said, then he started looking at, okay, what else do I love? And then he realized I love storytelling. And that's why he started going down some of the road he was going down with the things he was doing. But if you think about that, that's why you want to be, you know, you really want to go for things that, you know, you're passionate about, but you have to want to do the work. You want to put the effort in. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's coming from, you know, like you said, you can be, you know, and you can do okay, you can do good, you can work hard, and you can still get good results when you work hard. But there's a, like you asked the question about greatness, there's a whole nother another level of people who really achieve greatness or huge success, or, you know, and it's that champion mindset. You know, whether you're a champion in sports, or you're a champion in business, or you're a champion in, you know, in whatever, but it's all about going that extra mile and just being relentless. I think that's another word for, you know, somebody who's achieves great things is they're relentless. You know, they don't care about what the outside thinks. They are so driven by, you know, it's really about learning and improving and just at any cost. You know, like I'll do whatever I have to do. You know, they push through the pain. Not everyone's mm-hmm. willing to do that.
Yeah. You know, really good point. You know, in thinking about the Super Bowl, you know, here you have two champions, two champion teams built of the best of the best. You know, these guys have the best synergy this year. And you have a lot of great teams, by the way. You know, the NFL had a lot of amazing teams this year that were, like, tied, and it was just kind of neck and neck. And so it was really hard to predict, actually, who was going to go to the Super Bowl, because there were a lot of really good teams this year that had that mm-hmm. great synergy. And, you know, just like any sport, you have your ups and your downs. You have your wins and your losses. My question to you is, how do you bounce back? I mean, yeah, we can say all day, you know, that Mamba mentality and having a growth mindset and being, you know, headstrong and that go for it, you know, go-getter mentality. But how do you bounce back after a loss like that? I mean, you got to imagine how Kittle and how Garoppolo, how these players felt after they just lost the Super Bowl, after they were ahead at the half and they lost. You know, it just, the whole season, they were on fire and they lost. How do you bounce back and back into that growth mentality?
Well, you know, I think first you got to let yourself process it, because obviously, you know, yes, I mean, you're disappointed, you're bummed, it's I mean, devastated even, you know, so you I mean, you got to allow yourself to process that. But you know what, you get right back on the horse, right? And what is that? You set that clear intention for yourself, right? We're mm-hmm. going to, you know, what do I got to do next? And it's interesting bringing this up. This interview I saw with Kobe, they were talking to him about losing. You know, how do you feel about losing? And he said, I'm excited. He goes, not that it doesn't suck to lose, right? But he's like, I get excited because it gives me an opportunity to learn, right? And he said, that's why, you know, I know, I mean, talk about it. But he says, because
who says that? Seriously, Patty, who says that?
I know. But the thing is that's why he said that he would watch the game and say, okay, he would not just look at himself. He'd look at how other players are responding and all that. So he knew next time we play these guys, I will not make these same mistakes, or I'll do things differently, right? So if you think about it, you know, when you process a loss, it stinks, but you know what? You want to be a champion, then put on the champion mindset. It's like, okay, what do I got to do? Okay, let me study what didn't work, you know, study what did work too, and move forward. You know, there's next year. So, but it's, you know, you process it, but then it's getting back on the horse. And you know what the whole thing is you've got to set the intention. What do I, you know, am I a champion? Champions, you know, don't win everything. You have champions, but you know, they lose too, but it's how you get through the losses, right? Are you going to let it take you down? Are you going to let it define you? Are you going to say, okay, we lost. It stinks. It was, you know, but you know what? We're not losing next time. We're not losing next time. And we're going to work extra hard, and we're going to figure out, you know, what mistakes were made, what things worked, and, you know, and we're going to go out there and we're going to make it happen. And that's it, right?
Yeah.
But you've
yeah.
got to
you know,
want
you,
it.
You, yes. And, you know, you shared the other day, Patty, the with me, just, you know, we went to lunch, like, I think like a month ago, and you were talking about some quote from John Maxwell. I think it was like, sometimes you win and sometimes you learn. And that is,
yeah,
I was like, wow, you know, who thinks of it that way? Most people would never see it that way. You know, I'm very competitive. I don't care if it's ping pong. I don't care if it's Yahtzee. I don't care if it's boxing, kickball, tennis, things that I don't even play. Soccer, you know, I don't even play these things. But I tell you what, if you show me how to play it, I am playing to win. And, you know, that's just kind of the competitiveness that kind of went along with my family. My brother and I, we were very competitive with each other. We would get an argument over cards. Like, we always played games because our family motto was, a family that plays together stays together. So we always grew up competing, and we still do to this day, to this very day. But, you know, what do you think about that quote from John Maxwell? Like, what does that mean to you? Sometimes you win, sometimes you learn.
I mean, kind of exactly what it says, you know. Basically that every failure has something to teach you, right? And everything mm-hmm. you learn helps you to grow. So if mm-hmm. you're unwilling to learn, no one can help you. But if you're determined to mm-hmm. learn, no one can stop you, right? I mean, there's going to be
that's
times
powerful.
Things.
Hold on, Patty, you got to say that again. That was powerful. I like that. Say that again.
I just said if you're unwilling to learn, no one can help you, right? You can't help mm-hmm. somebody that doesn't want to help themselves. But if you're determined mm-hmm. to learn, no one can stop you, right?
Oof.
No one can
yes.
stop you. And you know, sometimes things work out the way you want them to, and you achieve the result that you're aiming for. And then there's other times when things don't go the way you had planned or hoped. And that's where the learning comes in, right? But that's if you allow it to. And that's where that sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. It's like, okay, the right here, you know, San Francisco didn't win, right? Sometimes you win and sometimes you learn. So it's like, okay, what did we learn? Okay, let's stop, you know, feeling bad now. What can we learn from this so we can get that much better, and we're going to come back so strong that we got this next year? That's where the focus goes. Focus on what you want. Don't focus on the thing that's bringing you down. You focus on, you know, get that intention. Okay, what's it going to take for us to do this, right? Sometimes you win, sometimes mm-hmm. you learn. But that's a mindset.
Mm-hmm. It really is. I mean, if you think about it, it's like, I always say, like, the best albums in the world from musicians and people in music are their first ones because they're hungry. Usually people that
yeah.
start out in music, they don't have money. You know, they're coming from that place of hunger, desire to prove themselves and to show the world who they are and their struggle, and they can identify with people. And then like in terms of hip hop, you listen to hip hop, they talk about the struggle, you know, in the beginning, the struggle and the journey and persevering, getting through things and just everyday life, the things that they're seeing. But then if you see albums later on talking about the bling and talking about, you know, I'm driving this car and this, and I got this and I got this and I got that, and I'm bling, 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 and all over the place. And it's like, who can identify with that? The average person that's going to buy your album is not going to be able to really identify with being able to buy, you know, what millionaires buy. Okay. But when you're hungry and you have that desire and you're speaking from your truth, I think it really gravitates to people. So I think some of the best times in our lives are the grittiest parts of our lives. I remember when I was boxing and I really wanted to box, and I lost my job and I didn't have money for a gym. And one of my friends who I met like on a set, I was acting at the time, she said, I know a friend that she'll train you for free. She's going to school and trying to be a trainer, and she can experiment with you and she'll train you for free. And I'm like, really? She's like, yeah. So we used to meet at Sears parking lot, and literally, I'm serious, in North Hollywood, it was dark at 5 in the morning, and it was the only thing that was lit up, and it was clean, and it was a cemented, you know, parking lot area. And she would look, and she would look in the parking lot and find things for me to work out. She would take her surfboard out. I did all my ab work on her surfboard. We'd find a one of those shopping carts, and she had me doing Rocky, uh-huh. you know, pushing the shopping cart up the parking lot, because it was like a 5-level parking lot all the way up to the top and down. She'd have me doing steps up on the cement. We found a way. I didn't let the fact that the money and me not being able to afford a gym, I didn't let that stop me. And that was, you know, part of my Mamba mentality, if you will. You know, I didn't let anything stop me. I wanted it. You know, I'm like, I'm not going to let the fact that I don't have enough money for a gym, you know, deter me from going to the gym. I'm going to figure out a way. And I think that's what you're kind of referring to. You know, you don't stop with that mentality. If you want something bad enough, you get it. And then if in the middle of that, there are bumps in the road, which, because there always is, that's part of your story, and you overcome it, because that's why we watch movies. That's why we watch television shows. There's a beginning, there's a climax, you know, there's a climax. And then how do we overcome these issues, right? And then we're like, oh, yep. Everything's good again, right? That's what life is about, yep. Right?
Yep. And you know, you said something that's so true, you know, telling with all of this, is the burning desire. Like, when you're in that struggle, you have such a burning desire, right? Because it's not mm-hmm. easy, but you want it so bad. So if you think about it, if you're always up in your game, even like you were giving the example of, you know, when, you know, people are singing and they're in struggle and then things get easy and then they're just kind of singing. But if you think about it, if the way you run yourself is, I am going to be the best I can be every day, right? That means every day then you've got to strive, you know, in a sense have struggle to be better. And it's not about somebody else, mm-hmm. it's about you. How am I going to show up better today? How am I going to show up in this situation right now? You know, like a circumstance happens out of your control. You know, how am I going to show up? It's not just about being better on the court or on the field. It's about being better in your family, you know, in your community. I mean, you can always, you know, up your game and step it up, you know, but yeah. It's up to you, right? What's driving you? And to me, that's that, you know, I'm going to be the best version of myself every day. Now I'm going to step it up. So, you know, it's really, I think Tony Robbins always uses this term, raising your standard, right? And it's, you're raising your standard for yourself, right? And there's you know, sometimes, you know, people look at champions and you know, people that have accomplished all this, and they're, you know, they're so talented, and it's like, well, I can't even relate, right? But if you think about yeah. it, people forget about what it took for people to get to where they are, right? And they don't even know the whole story. And there's a quote that that Tony Robbins, I had written down, and I haven't, yeah, I have a lot of quotes in my office, because I thought it was so telling for this. He said, people are rewarded in public for what they've practiced for years in private, right? That's the how Kobe is at the gym, and he works out 4 times a day, and he gets up at 4 o'clock. Even after he retired, this interview I saw about the new, you know, the things he's doing now, and after he'd even done the movie, he still gets up at 4 in the morning. Because for him, he's like, I'm a champion, and that's how I show up. And he doesn't even have to. But he's like, but if I'm going to be the best I can be in this next phase of my life, then, you know, the early bird gets the worm, basically. Not that he used those terms, but, you know. So that's what yeah. I'm saying. It's setting the standard for yourself and raising that standard every day. You know, and like I said, you can look at all areas of your life, because you could be just nailing it in business or in, you know, but yet your relationships are bad, you know, or you're not showing up for your family, whatever it is. So, I mean, I think that, you know, we might be our worst critics, but we can also be our biggest, no one's going to push us more than we're going to push ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And champion.
I agree. But, you know, what do you do? So what do you do if, you know, you're going for it, okay? You're really putting in the work. Your mentality is champion. And you're around people that are kind of bringing you down. I mean, do you cut them out of your life to keep growing? Or, you know, how does that work? Like, what do you do? Because, I mean, let's face it, we all know some people that are a little negative, on the negative side, or just, you know, just, yeah, we know those people. So how do you deal with that when you have that champion mindset?
Well, I mean, the thing is, the people that you spend the most time with, you know, whether they say the five people or whatever, I mean, you become kind of who you're surrounded with. And so, I mean, it is important to recognize people that aren't, you know, necessarily serving your goals in a sense, right? If they're, you know, it's one thing if someone's just kind of being a little negative, but if there's just people that are just dragging you down, I mean, sometimes, you know, there's people in your life that are meant to you know, even friends, you know, maybe they're meant to be in certain periods of your life, but it doesn't mean that, you know, they're meant to be in there forever. And sometimes that means at least spending less time with people like that, because, you know, if it's going to affect you and if it's going to affect you moving yourself forward and growing, sometimes you need to either cut your time with them, or sometimes, you know, eventually it might mean cutting people out, you know, and that's tough, especially because, yeah, you know, sometimes there's people that, you know, you've known for a long time, and it doesn't mean that you have to sever the whole relationship with them unless they're just really toxic. But you do have to be aware of, again, think about it. We all have the same amount of time in a day, and half that time you're having to do things to take care of just life. So who are you going to spend it with? And if you thought that you only had one more day to live, or one more week, or one more year, is that a person you would choose to have in your life? You know,
good point.
Because it will, you know, surround yourself with like-minded people as much as you can, you know, or maybe if it's in a workout environment, like, this is a good person to hang out with, but you know what, this is not the person to go work out with because they goof around too much and my workouts are serious to me. So maybe it's the person that I, you know, we go out and, you know, have dinner together or have a drink together, but we are not going to go out and work out together because you're not a good fit for that. So, you know, sometimes it's just, you know, recognizing those things.
Yeah. You know, that's a good point. I feel like, you know, I have friends that, you know, I'd want to, you know, go out with and talk to because the conversation is amazing. And we have a lot of things to talk about, a lot of things in common, or maybe things that we don't see eye to eye with. And I like getting their perspective on things. And then I have people that I like to talk business with. And then I have people that I don't really like to talk to. I just like to go watch a movie with. So, you know, you have, I think, different people in your life for different reasons. And I think, too, we have different chapters in our life. And like, our life is like a book. And we write it. We write the chapters. And we can close that chapter, too, with people that maybe they were meant to be in our life for a certain period of time. I don't know. I feel kind of like sometimes in some kind of spiritual way, that we have angels among us, kind of like I used to watch that Highway to Heaven, you know, when I was little, Michael Landon. And I feel like sometimes it's true. Like, I feel like sometimes we have those angels amongst us to be with us during certain times in our life to help us grow and get through things that we were going through. Because I don't know it about you, but I've ran into the same problem several times, and I feel like maybe it's because I had a fixed mindset about something and I wasn't ready to grow. And then boom, the same situation happens. And I'm like, oh, and it's like a light bulb goes on. You go, oh, okay. Maybe this is what I'm supposed to learn from this. And then you grow. Uh-huh. And then suddenly the issue doesn't show up again. So I think that these chapters, are real in our life, and sometimes they're meant to keep going and evolving, and sometimes they're meant to close. And so with that, you know, in speaking about chapters, I think I want to get into what your next steps are, Patty, professionally with, you know, being a speaker and a life coach. I know you had mentioned that you're working on a book. Can you kind of give us a sneak peek about what that's about? And then we'll bring you on later to talk about it. But I kind of want to, I'm excited for you. That's such a huge accomplishment to have in your life, to write a book. That's a bucket list thing for me as well. Can you share with us?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'd love to. Can I just make one more comment on what you just said leading up to talking about the book? Because I think it's important when you're talking about people and surrounding yourself. You know, yes, there's situations like, say, you're working and you've got a boss that, you know, you've got to deal with. It's not easy. And it's not something that you can just leave. You know, it's you know, sometimes we're in situations where you have to, say, work with people that maybe aren't even good people for us to be around, right? They're toxic. And so what do you do in that situation as far as mindset, right? And that's when, you know, that's when you kind of want to rise above the circumstance or that condition. That's when you want to, you know, tell yourself, okay, there's facts and there's truth. And the fact is, okay, this person is not a good person, and this person might not treat me well. And I can, if I can get out, I'm going to get out. But until then, how am I going to show up, right? I'm going to show up as, you know, and this is where the truth comes in. The fact is, this person's, okay, toxic. But the truth is, I'm more than that. So you know what? I can still choose how I'm going to act in this situation, no matter what. And so own that. Own your truth. So, you know, because sometimes you're in situations where you have to deal with people, you know, even if it's for a period of time, and you don't have to feel like you gave away your power, like, oh, I got to let this person walk all over me. You know what? I'm more than that. I can choose and pick my spots with this person. I'll do whatever I have to do to get through whatever I have to do with this person. But, you know, you still have control. You still, you know what I mean? I'm more than that. I rise above the circumstance in terms of your mind. You know, again, we control how we think. So I just think it's important because just to address that, you know, that kind of facts versus truth, because we have a lot of facts in our life, right? They don't have to define us. You know, fact is we're married. The fact is we're divorced. The fact is I have money in my bank account or I don't. A fact is, you know, whatever, you know, I've been diagnosed with a disease, but it doesn't mean that you are the disease. It doesn't mean that you have to start constricting your life and settling, you know, because the truth is you are far more capable than you know. And we all know stories of people who have just gone through so much and they've come out the other end and persevered. And the difference between the two are people that have the mindset of, you know what, I'm more than that, you know, I'm more than that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of wanted to leave with that because I just, mindset's a, you know, it's a choice. Just remember that mindset's a choice and you can change it. Even if you had a bad day, even if you let it get the best of you, every day is a new day. And every day, you know, you can choose to have the mindset of a champion, you know, a champion of your own life. So leading into, and thank you for bringing up the book that I'm writing that I'll be publishing this year. It speaks to, you know, what my truth is. And the book is called Igniting Your Passion, Self-Leadership Strategies to Navigate What's Next in Your Life, because I feel like people, you're going to do something anyway, you know, the next 365 days of your life, you're going to be doing something. Why not choose to walk in the direction of things that you love? You know, not that you might change everything in a year, but, you know, start making decisions in the way that things are pulling you. I mean, Kobe's an example of that, but there's just think of any person that you know that's just happy. They're happy because they're making choices in the direction of things that they have burning desires to do, things they love. Even in the meantime, you could be working a job you don't love, but you know what? On the side, you're doing certain things that are helping you grow, so eventually you can move yourself in the direction of doing something that you love, you know. And I just feel that if people focused on being the best version of themselves every day, you'd have a lot less adversity. And
yeah.
I just feel like this is my next mission is just to get this book published. So, yeah.
Congratulations on that. That is such a great topic and so relevant to everybody. Everybody has that passion. And sometimes different things in your life come up and veers you to the right, veers you to the left. I kind of heard a sermon one time about, the pastor was talking about how, you know, you have this goal and you're going forward, but then this happens. So you go to the right. And then you go to the right, and then something else happens. You go to the left, and then, you know, and you keep on redefining what your goal is. But I think that if you're really clear, as you had mentioned earlier, and you have that vision, the sky's the limit, you know, to get things done. And really coming from the place of passion, you know, the exercises that I've done with you. I mean, I learned a lot about myself because I'm like, wow, what does ignite me? You know, what does fulfill me and make me feel whole. You know, I think about those things and, you know, you never know like how much of an impact you really are making on people's lives, Patty, just in conversation. You know, when I've seen you at workshops and seen you speak, you know, and you've done speaking engagements actually at my job, and just, you have such an impact on people's lives because of the place that you're coming from, and you just have such a big heart, and you're such a cheerleader for people to believe in their dreams and follow their dreams. And I really admire that about you. And I know that a lot of people that listen to the show, they want to follow you in some kind of way or contact you. What's a good way for people to contact you and, you know, if they want to consult with you?
Thank you so much, Tammy, for your kind words. I appreciate that. And I just, I just believe that, you know, we all have gifts and talents, and it's just a matter of learning how to tap into that and believing in ourselves and getting in a support structure of, you know, and tools to, you know, navigate when we're going through, you know, we get in our own way with things. But the best way really to get a hold of me is either my website, because my information is all on there, which is Patty, P-A-T-T-I, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, coaching.com. Or you can email me at Patty, P-A-T-T-I, at pattysmithcoaching.com. So yeah, that would, I really thank you, Tammy, for having me on your show and doing a part two. And I love speaking on this because I'm passionate about it. And I so believe in people. I have since I've been a little girl. I think I told you last week, my family used to call me Florence Nightingale because I was always helping people. And, you know, I just believe in the human spirit and in the power of what we all have in us. And it's just a matter of bringing it out. And that's why my book is called Igniting Your Passions, because it's just such a great word. You know, it's, you know, we've all got it.
It really
us.
Is.
And you know what? It starts in your mindset. You know, even if you don't know what you want to do, just make up your mind that you want to make a change. You know, a change
that's right.
That's just going to help you move forward.
That's right.
Grow.
That's right, Patty. And, you know, I don't mean to cut you off, but I just want to say I really appreciate you being on the show. And we're about to – the show's going to end. And I don't want it to cut us off. I just want to say thank you. And, you know, you're like a sunshine. You're a shiny star that walks into the room. When you walk into the room, people know that you're there. And you always motivate me, and you motivate so many others. And I'm so – grateful to call you my friend, and I thank you so much again for being on the show, and look forward to having you back, and wish you all the best in your career. And I will put that on my social media, how to contact you, so that people know how to contact you. Thank you so much, and have a good night. Okay, Patty?
Thank you, Tammy. Really appreciate it. Have a great night.
All right, everybody. You heard it. Miss Tammy's TKO radio show. We're about to return back on February 20th. Look out for us, and you have a wonderful night. And stay positive and stay in that growth mindset, y'all.